That is brand new music for Jessica Mowboy. And I tell you what, I've been singing it nonstop. Right here, right now, right here, right now.
We aren't just saying that because the woman herself is with us right now, Jess. Genuinely, we have called this an earworm. It is so good.
Oh, thank you. Honestly, I'm right here, right now, right here, right now. I am right here, right now. Honestly,
butter.
I love that you use the word, well, yeah, earworm, because I instantly, when I first heard the melody, I played it to my partner, and he's like, he just was instantly, his neck was going, like he was bouncing, his shoulders were going, and it just gradually, bit by bit, it was going straight through his body. So it didn't happen like instantly, but that's the kind of song. It is.
That's a really good sign for me, because I don't know if your partner's like my wife, Jess, but my wife doesn't give a crap about anything I do. So if my wife is into something we're doing on the radio, I'm like, oh, this is a good thing.
That's a good thing.
So is it the same with your partner? Because like, if he's into it, are you like, oh, man, he likes it, this must be good?
True. Yeah, no, exactly. My man is like, he's totally, when he's not into something, he goes really quiet. Mm-hmm. And that's a sign where I'm like, he's not really into this, or there's something. And then, you know, we'll kind of talk through it. But when he loves something, yeah, he don't know anything about music. He likes to think that he does. And when he does, he means it, you know, and I love that. It really helps me a lot. It's very supportive.
And we say your partner, you guys have been together for a very long time. Are we right in saying your husband after you guys got married?
Sissy, yes, sorry. I'm still trying to get with that lingo because it's still weird. Like we've been married, since July, so last year was our gathering. Mm-hmm. We brought all of our family from all over the world, from Indonesia, from Greece, to all across Australia, and we had it up in Darwin in balmy island weather, just off the salt water, off the beach there. So it was beautiful. It was great to have family and mob witness this moment that they'd been waiting for.
Yes.
And for 15 or more years.
What's crazy? Well, that is so bizarre, because today, after this show that you are on right now, Jess, we are marrying a couple. Cliffo is a registered celebrant.
I am.
What?
And we are married.
I'll remarry you right now, Jess.
And then
that's crazy.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh my God.
And their names are Vanessa and Dave. They've been together 15 years as well. Do you have any wedding day advice that maybe you didn't think about beforehand that you could give them?
Oh, you know what? I think it's like having someone that is the connector to the whole event. Mm-hmm. You know, you need that one person that's going to be going to, like, particularly the venue. I had like names set up, like a whole table, list at the beginning of the door. So before you walk in, you look for your last name.
Yes.
And that last name takes you to your seat, mm-hmm. you know. And so supposedly the venue didn't catch on to that, or they weren't given that information.
Right.
And literally they arranged the whole like setting. So they had number one on the other side where it wasn't meant to be.
Oh, no.
to table 30. So it was the worst thing ever, but also such an incredible thing, because the mix of the cultures that came together, my family that most had never met before, the Greek to, you know, the Aboriginal side, the Indigenous side, to Indonesian, to the Greek. It was incredible. It was amazing. But that's one thing that I think is should be set up.
Yes.
Number one. Team to team need that information.
The thing that Bronte didn't mention is after we marry them this morning, we're then pushing them. So we're marrying them in a plane, and then they're skydiving. It's called Leap of Fate. So they're literally leaping into marriage. So
they know that.
No, they know that. They agreed to that.
Yes, they agreed to that. Yes, of course. But my goodness, what a moment they'll be able to share forever. So thanks to you two. That is incredible. Oh, my gosh. I want to get married again, but I want to get married jumping out of a plane.
Yeah, well, you can do it next. Leap of faith with Jess Mowboy. Maybe we'll do that next year.
Amazing.
All the highlights from Leap of Faith, you'll hear it all on the show tomorrow. And, of course, right here, right now, is available now. Jess Mowboy, we love you. Thank you.
Love you. Thank you so much for having me on the show, guys. Thank you. Mwah.